They will be strong in the day of trial. A 212.4 maturity of experience called for. A father must not be as a child, moved merely by impulse. He is bound to his family by sacred, holy ties. A 213.1 what his influence will be in the home will be determined by his knowledge of the only true God and Jesus Christ whom he has sent. When I was a child, Paul says, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. The father is to stand at the head of his family, not as an overgrown, undisciplined boy, but as a man with manly character and with his passions controlled. He is to obtain an education in correct morals. His conduct in his home life is to be directed and restrained by the pure principles of the Word of God. Then he will grow up to the full stature of a man in Christ Jesus. A 213.2 submits the will to God. To the man who is a husband and a father, I would say, be sure that a pure, holy atmosphere surrounds your soul. You are to learn daily of Christ. Never, never are you to show a tyrannical spirit in the home. The man who does this is working in partnership with satanic agencies. Bring your will into submission to the will of God. Do all in your power to 214 make the life of your wife pleasant and happy. Take the Word of God as the man of your counsel. In the home live out the teachings of the Word. Then you will live them out in the church and will take them with you to your place of business. The principles of heaven will ennoble all your transactions. Angels of God will cooperate with you, helping you to reveal Christ to the world. A 213.3 fitting prayer for a quick-tempered husband, do not allow the vexations of your business to bring darkness into your home life. If, when little things occur that are not exactly as you think they should be, you fail to reveal patience, long forbearance, kindness, and love, you show that you have not chosen, as a companion him who so loved you that he gave his life, for you, that you might be one with him. A 214.1 In the daily life you will meet with sudden surprises, disappointments, and temptations. What says the Word? Resist the devil, by firm reliance upon God, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me. Look unto Jesus at all times and in all places, offering a silent prayer from a sincere heart that you may know how to do his will. Then, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard for you against the enemy. When you are almost ready to yield, to lose patience and self-control, to be hard and denunciatory, to find fault and accuse, this is the time for you to send to heaven the prayer, help me, O God, to resist temptation, to put all bitterness and wrath and evil speaking out of my heart. Give me thy meekness, thy lowliness, thy long-suffering, and thy love. Leave 215 me not to dishonor my Redeemer, to misinterpret the words and motives of my wife, my children, and my brethren and sisters in the faith. Help me that I may be kind, pitiful, tender-hearted, forgiving. Help me to be a real husband in my home and to represent the character of Christ to others. A 214.2 Exercise authority with humility. It is no evidence of manliness in the husband for him to dwell constantly upon his position as head of the family. It does not increase respect for him to hear him quoting scripture to sustain his claims to authority. It will not make him more manly to require his wife, the mother of his children, to act upon his plans as if they were infallible. The Lord has constituted the husband the head of the wife to be her protector. He is the houseband of the family, binding the members together, even as Christ is the head of the church and the savior of the mystical body. Let every husband who claims to love God carefully study the requirements of God in his position. Christ's authority is exercised in wisdom, in all kindness and gentleness, so let the husband exercise his power and imitate the great head of the church. 216 A 215.1. Chapter 35, Sharing the Burdens. Father's duty cannot be transferred. The father's duty to his children cannot be transferred to the mother. If she performs her own duty, she has burden enough to bear. Only by working in unison can the father and mother accomplish the work which God has committed to their hands. A 216.1 The father should not excuse himself from his part in the work of educating his children for life and immortality. He must share in the responsibility. There is obligation for both father and mother. There must be love and respect manifested by the parents for one another, if they would see these qualities developed in their children. A 216. To the father should encourage and sustain the mother in her work of care by his cheerful looks and kind words. A 216.3. Try to help your wife in the conflict before her. Be careful of your words, cultivate refinement of manners, courtesy, gentleness, and you will be rewarded for so doing. A 216.4. Tender ministration will lighten the mother's load. Whatever may be his calling and its perplexities, let the father take into his home the same smiling countenance and pleasant tones with which he has all day greeted visitors and strangers. Let the wife feel that she can lean upon the large affections of her husband, that his arms will strengthen and uphold her through all her toils and cares, that his influence will sustain hers, and her burden will lose half its weight. Are the children not his as well as hers? 217. A 216.5. The wife may gather to herself burdens which she may suppose to be of greater importance than to help her husband in bearing his portion of responsibility, and the same is true of the husband.